The coronavirus surge continues around the country. Today, Arizona is among the hardest hit states, reporting more than 11,000 new cases and 105 deaths on Sunday. It's also setting daily records for COVID-19 patients hospitalized, 4,988. That's 1,500 more than at the peak of the summer surge. California, Florida, Oklahoma, and Rhode Island are also struggling. We'll check in on California a little later. All of this is playing out as the bottlenecked national vaccine rollout continues. 6.7 million Americans have now received a single dose. 22 million doses have been distributed to hospitals and pharmacies. Let's bring in Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo. She's an epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins University's Coronavirus Resource Center. Dr. Nuzzo, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks so much for having me.
We want to get to vaccines, of course, but before we do, could you just give us a snapshot of the country on this Monday? You know, we just mentioned Arizona. Where do you see the country over the next few weeks? And are we yet seeing a surge from New Year's gatherings?
We continue to see a worrisome increase in both the case numbers as well as the deaths across the United States. You know, in the last week or so, or the first week of January, the U.S. reported its highest number of cases and deaths ever recorded since the beginning of the pandemic. And so that's a really worrisome situation to be in. We now are seeing that the U.S. adds about 1 million cases every 4 days or so. So it's a really remarkable pace at which the case numbers and then the deaths that follow are accelerating. So this is very worrisome. This is something that we're seeing in nearly half of all states, and it's really sort of scattered throughout the country. It's not limited to any particular region. And what worries me most is that we are yet to see the full effects of the holiday gathering. Some of this is clearly attributable to that, but you know, it could be some weeks before we truly see the full impacts.
And so this, of course, underscores the urgency of getting the vaccine out there. And so I want to get to that. You know, President-elect Biden is saying that he wants to shift gears and not initially hold back half the vaccine doses for booster shots. Instead, he wants to vaccinate as many as people with first doses. But it seems like there's some confusion about this, Dr. Nuzzo. So hopefully you can clarify. He's not saying he doesn't want people to get that second dose, right? What is he saying?
Right, that's exactly right. What they're saying is that we're not going to, if you vaccinate one person, take another dose and put it back in the freezer, waiting for that person to get to the point where the second dose will be administered. Instead, focus on giving everybody their first dose, but expecting full well to be able to administer the second dose given supply projections. I think it's a reasonable approach given how slowly the vaccine has been rolling out and, you know, given I think fairly good estimates of vaccine supplies. It's not entirely clear, but I think it's a reasonable approach at this point. And you know, really, I think the emphasis is on getting as many people vaccinated as quickly as possible. But
it
we should not assume that this means that people are not going to get their second dose.
Sure, sure. And it does put some pressure on those manufacturers to make sure they meet those deadlines for the second doses. And to that end, Dr. Nuzzo, you know, some people are calling for a mass vaccination strategy. So instead of vaccinating in phases that are determined by age, exposure, and pre-existing conditions, you know, Dr. Jonathan Reiner, for example, said on CNN this morning that we should do away with this priority system because vaccinating anyone protects everyone. What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, I think that there is some value in thinking about how we should be pulling off a mass vaccination campaign. I'm not yet convinced that we are at that point. I think the need right now is to make sure that we protect our healthcare workers because they're the ones who are going to be running any kind of mass vaccination clinic. I think we will quickly soon have to switch to other age brackets. And at that point, I think a mass vaccination campaign might be warranted. But that's a completely different logistical challenge than what we've been seeing now. And so that requires separate planning. And that requires, in my particular concern is personnel. And we need to figure out where we're going to get these personnel from, because the people who are able to administer vaccines, many of them have day jobs that we very much need right now to deal with rising hospitalizations and the COVID cases. So I don't think it's just as simple we can just flip a switch and get there. We need very much to be planning and thinking about what the requirements are. But I don't think it's unreasonable to expect that at some point we're going to see that.
Well, let me ask you then about a sort of an ambitious benchmark that President-elect Biden has set. He wants to achieve 100 million vaccinations in the first 100 days that he's in office. Do you think he can hit that?
It's an ambitious goal. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. It will require political will. It will require resources. But, you know, I hope we don't overpromise what can be done.
All right. That's Jennifer Nuzzo. She's an epidemiologist at Johns Hopkins University in Maryland. Dr. Nuzzo, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.